Report, children as young as one wearing Islamic veil in Swedish city. By Chris Tomlinson on December 20, 2019. A report has claimed that an area in the Swedish city of Borås has seen the rise of Islamization due to the arrival of large numbers of Somalian migrants. The report claims that the district of Norby, identified as a vulnerable area, or no-go zone, by Swedish police, has seen a process of Islamization in recent years, with 37% of its inhabitants having been born overseas and 20% of them being from Somalia, Nyheteridag reports. Due to the high number of Somalians, the report claims that Somali clans have taken root in Norby, with some using their own legal order and women often absent in public life, such as in the local Somali association. Veil wearing has already started to occur in preschool already at the age of one, the report states, and goes on to claim that so-called morality police attack women who refuse to wear a veil in the area. Islamic radicalization is also an issue in the area, with several residents traveling to the Middle East in recent years to fight for jihadist groups such as the Islamic State. Some in the area have also said they were concerned returning jihadists could be viewed as war heroes in Norby. Local councillor and member of the populist Sweden Democrats, SD, Andreas Exner said the report is concerning and proves what he and his colleagues had stated for a long time while receiving epithets from political opponents as a result. It should be remembered that not everyone in Norby is a criminal, but everyone who lives there is affected. We see daily how people living in these areas are exposed to violence, threats, and crime. They are the real losers, he said. Earlier this year, the Swedish National Defense College announced that it would be examining the influence of radical Islamic ideology in areas across Sweden, naming Norby as one of the areas to be studied. Norby is an area that has had some of the biggest problems. We will take it from there. Then, we have not decided entirely on what other areas we will look at, analyst Philip Allen said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.